Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So I'm not even going to begin to assume that any of you guys have nights like this because, you know, you've been following what I've been suggesting. You've been following what doctors have suggested in terms of getting control over. But doctors follow the worst, are like one of the worst examples of do as I say, not as I do. And I think I just need to talk about it so I could get some better control and kind of teach those who aren't with the program how to get a better night's sleep and avoid these Charlie horses that wake you up. So basically, I go to bed last night and I am expecting I will get a good maybe 7 to 8 hours of sleep. You know, and you look at the clock and you're like, okay, if I go to bed now, I'll be able to get this many hours, you know, and then you find you don't go to sleep and then 15 minutes, 20 minutes later, like, okay, but if I fall asleep right now, I'll be able to get 6 hours sleep. So I'm actually able to fall asleep really, really well. Then, you know, my pillowcase starts to fall a little bit. I don't know what I do in my sleep to make my pillowcase start to fall. So that woke me up because then I felt the pillow. And I remember speaking to you guys about pillows turning yellow, and I don't want my pillow to turn yellow. So I try to keep the pillowcase on tight, but it was falling. So that kind of woke me up. Then one of the cats, Saji, she wanted lovey-dovey. She wanted, you know, to be rubbed, you know. And so she, So I hear that, so I have to get her on the bed, and then when I try to pretend like I'm going back to sleep, she'll, like, smack me in the head until I pet her. So I did that for about, I don't know, an hour until she falls asleep. Then I fall back asleep at about maybe 2, 2.15. And then at about 2.45, 3 o'clock, I hear, Oh, it's the dog. The dog now wants to get on the bed. Even though the dog can jump on the bed, the dog only wants to go where mommy is. And, you know, the dog, she wants to be escorted onto the bed. So now the dog is there. Okay, well, you got the dog on the bed, the cat that was there. Meow! And so this starts to go on till about 3, 3.15, the cat jumps off the bed. I go, fantastic, because if I wake up at 6.15 and it's 3.15, I could get another 3 solid hours of sleep. Everybody leave me the heck alone. Dog's in the bed, cat's off the bed. Well, an hour later, she wants to get back on the bed. Then she wants more lovey-dovey. Okay, so that's a whole other hour. So I fall back asleep at about maybe 4.10. And I'm thinking to myself, I will have 2 hours and 5 minutes or whatever I fell back asleep. Then at 5:05 in the morning, I, for some reason, decide to stretch. And as I stretch, my left leg immediately feels like the muscle tears. And I'm in, like, excruciating pain. So I think I tore my calf muscle all because I stretched. Now, little did I know, it's because I was sleeping so awkward because the cat, the dog's on the bed. So usually I wake up my husband because he's a chiropractor. He's really, really good with getting rid of the Charlie horses. But I didn't want to wake him up because I knew he was woken up 7 times by the pets. So I basically did Lamaze breathing, you know. I was like, and I totally stretched it out and I tried to massage it and then I prayed. And, you know, once I prayed, you know, the pain started to go away. Then, oh, by the way, I have to pee. So in the middle of all this, I'm like, I have to pee. Now the cat's up going, well, do I get pet or not? And then she's like, and she's hitting me in the face. So finally I get out of bed. It's about 5:30. I'm like, to get heck with it, I'm going to just start my day. Now, I told you guys time and time again, you need to get control of the sleep. Now, I'm afraid of my cats and dogs. If I try to close the door and take them out of the bedroom, they'll just bang, scratch, and they'll figure out a way in One of my cats can open the door. He stands up on his hind legs and he can hit the door. And then even if we lock it, the other dog knows how to push it through because it's one of those doors where you can just push it in the bedroom. So, but we'll talk about really quickly Charlie horses because I think those can be prevented. This was the first one I've had in about maybe 10 years. And, man, it sucked. And I know why I got it. It's because I've been exercising a lot and I don't necessarily do a stretch before I go to bed. And so maybe you do need to stretch and kind of loosen the muscles. And so I do think a stretch before you go to bed, and very slow, don't go, you know, from 0 to 90, but, you know, maybe massage out the muscles and things like that, because if you think your Charlie horses are more of a muscular sort of issue, you got to work on the muscles. A hot shower. I always take a hot shower before going to bed. Last night I did it. So maybe my body's used to that, to relax the muscles. But some of us, we get muscle cramps that aren't Charlie horses, but they are more, shall we say, metabolic issues, like your potassium is off or your magnesium is off or some of your other salts are off. So if you start to notice that you get leg cramps and frequently, even in both legs, I really would suggest talking to your doctor about that, medical provider, because there could be something else that needs to get addressed. Sometimes it could also be neuropathy. You know, if both your legs are hurting, even one leg more than the other, but that could be a sign that maybe you have diabetes, maybe you have a pinched nerve, maybe you have a vitamin B12 deficiency. So there's tons of things that could be. But for me, it was, I think the animals had just, you know, bugged my butt just, you know, too many times. I tried to sleep around the animals. I put myself in a very awkward, non-ergonomic position. So that when I stretched at 5-something in the morning, I just really pulled that muscle. Drinking plenty of water also helps. I think a lot of people have muscle pain because they're dehydrated. The problem is when you drink a lot of water before you go to bed, you have to pee. That could be an issue. Also, sometimes reflux. My GI doctor said that he thought I had mild reflux, and you know, I told him I don't really eat spicy food. You know, I do drink water every night before I go to bed. He said that might be doing it. So I cut back on my water, and he said that my reflux improved. I really don't feel a lot of it, you know. So the problem is water helps muscle cramps. So, you know, I would say hot shower, massage, stretch. Make sure you have loose bedding. Don't have it tucked in really tight with the bottom sheet. And when it comes to pets, we're going to have a family meeting tonight. They're going to get a talking to because, man, that was a horrible night. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And, of course, big thanks to Daniel, who is our producer today. All right, so there's a couple things I want to talk about and I want to bring up. And this is something that... Yeah, I know you guys are kind of sick of hearing about infectious disease with COVID and now the scary hepatitis that Wisconsin is now investigating cases. They've had a death. There's now multiple cases of this mysterious hepatitis that's affecting young kids. We do not believe it's vaccine related because of the age of the kids, and many of them were not vaccinated to COVID. So we're thinking that it's another sort of entity, such as like an adenovirus or something else that could be going on. But a big thing that nobody's really discussing that we need to is I think we've changed our immunity and we've weakened our immunity because of what has happened over the last couple of years. Now, we might all be microbiologists and immunologists with everything we've learned about COVID, but in terms of our behavior, we might have put ourselves into a position where now we're more susceptible to infectious disease. So one working theory with the hepatitis outbreak that we're starting to see globally, not epidemic or pandemic, but we're starting to see these clusters of cases in now multiple states and in multiple countries, is such that if this is a very common virus that's now all of a sudden causing severe liver issues, it could not be so much the virus issue as much as our children have weakened immunity. So there's multiple theories going on, as well as, you know, is somebody leaking a new virus? Is this a new virus? You know, is this a new variant of something? And it's very scary because parents are a little freaked out. And as I told you, if your child has nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, feeling tired, fever, not much appetite, and then additionally, if they also start to look yellow skin, you know, yellowing of the eyes, yellow palms, you got to get them checked out. I know a lot of parents have been calling telemedicine saying, yeah, you know, my kid has some nausea, vomiting. Can they just get some Zofran? You know, you might want to get your kid checked out to make sure they don't have, you know, this rare hepatitis case, this rare hepatitis that's going around. But interestingly, polio and measles are making comebacks. And we've seen measles sporadically pop up in the United States, and everybody was blaming the anti-vaxxers, but a lot of these cases were occurring actually in those who were vaccinated. And so for the past few decades, we've been wondering if we need to add additional boosters to our measles, or is it that measles are, you know, or do we have like a waning immunity to the vaccines, or has measles been changing? And so globally, they've been discussing that multiple countries are starting to battle with measles outbreaks. They said measles cases have surged nearly 80% in the wake of COVID chaos. UNICEF says the virus is a canary in the coal mine, and it's showing up in the gaps of vaccination campaigns. Now, for those of you going, okay, well, World Health, yes, they have vaccination issues. They need to get their vaccines, and then they'll be able to control measles. You don't understand. America can also have that issue, especially with gaps. Remember I told you some school districts, such as California, and they had to kind of delay it for a year, had said that children couldn't come to school unless they were COVID vaccinated. And parents were being very vocal about that. You know what? I'm homeschooling my kid. Well, what happens to some of these kids that get homeschooled that then don't have the teachers or the school district saying, all right, show us your vaccination card with the other vaccines? And many parents have told me they have not vaccinated their kids for the other vaccines because now they're starting to double think it. Now they're starting to go, well, wait a second here. You know, do I, you know, really want my kid to get these many vaccines? Now, I support our vaccination program. I don't want kids getting polio. I don't want kids getting measles. I don't want kids getting tetanus, hepatitis. I support our vaccine program. But many parents are like, you know what? I'll get to it when I get to it. Or they're like, well, my kids aren't in school. So if my kids aren't in school, they're not around all these diseases. So we're actually, by being so obsessive with COVID and COVID vaccines and mandates with school, we are possibly causing other health crises by indirectly causing parents to not put their kids in school, and then they lose out on the other vaccines. But another interesting issue is going on. So in the 90s, we used to give the polio vaccine as an oral polio. And the oral polio was very tasty. And the kids would drink it. And the parents were happy. It was one less shot. The kids were happy. Although you had a kid go, no, I don't want to drink it. You know, doctors like, it's a shot. You know, you're going to be doing this in college. No. Just, you know, but it was very tasty. And we would have them drink the polio vaccine. Now, the polio vaccine at the time, that was the drinkable one, was sadly excreted in the stool. And remember I told you there was a grandfather that ended up getting polio because it was changing the baby's diaper, and the baby had gotten the polio vaccine, and the dad somehow, grandpa didn't wash his hands really well, and then he got polio. So they're thinking that there is a vaccine-derived polio, where in these other countries, we give now the shot version of the polio vaccine. But the live attenuated oral version is still very prevalent in multiple countries. So when the baby poops, if the parent or whoever's changing the diaper gets exposed to that, they could be getting COVID or polio. I'm sorry, polio. All these five-letter viruses, I got to tell you. So NPR did a piece on this. This was something I had talked to you guys about for a while. But they say that polio is making a comeback. The incidence is starting to inch back up. Even though United States and Western countries use the inactivated version of it where the virus is killed, the oral version is the live attenuated, meaning it is live, active, weakened polio. So if somebody who is immunocompromised, the wrong place at the wrong time, they could get polio. And polio, as you remember, seems like a cold, seems like an infection, and then all of a sudden you start to have neurological deficits. You know, back in the olden days, kids would, you know, kiss their mom and dad goodnight, parents would tuck them in, next day child was paralyzed for life. Very, very scary illness. And so we need to be very cautious about how we're doing our vaccines. And so, you know, vaccines work really well when a good amount of people get them. That's why our public officials took it those extra lengths, which I didn't agree with, but they were like, well, mandate. Everybody gets a vaccine, we're good. But like I said, that posed other problems because you had people lying. You had people getting fake cards. You had parents going, you know what, I'm homeschooling. And it just, I think it ended up, you know, possibly causing more damage than not. Because now we're being told that there's going to be worse viruses. People are saying climate change, all sorts of things is going to make new viruses come our way. And I think the average American is like, I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to put anything else into my body. I don't want any more vaccines. And I think we're starting to have this this disheartening fatigue of, you know, these public health recommendations. So measles making a comeback, polio making a comeback. What do we do? Well, first and foremost is we need to, one, improve our infrastructure, our medical infrastructure. We don't have enough hospital beds. We don't have enough treatments. We don't have enough, you know, God forbid there are these huge outbreaks. We've seen with COVID that we are very under prepared. Number two is we need to, whether it's Title 42 or something else, realize that as people are coming into the United States in droves, and even illegally, that they can bring infectious disease, legally or not. And so we need to identify those and realize just because we might have eradicated polio and we might not have current measles cases, that might not always be the case. Remember last year we were getting clusters of measles cases because of some of the refugees that were coming in and being bused to certain areas there. So we need to be prepared that as our borders are bringing in, you know, people from other countries, that we might be getting their versions of some of these infectious diseases that we might not be prepared for. We also need to have a good education campaign with our parents and start to address some of their concerns with vaccines, because we're having a lot of vaccine hesitancy, not only with COVID, but with other vaccines, because parents are like, I don't want to put anything else into my kid's body. So I think we do need to have open discussions with them, because a lot of them don't really trust public officials. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
As Ukrainian forces were fighting village by village to hold back a Russian advance, the United Nations was brokering a civilian evacuation from the last Ukrainian stronghold in what's left of Mariupol. 100,000 civilians are estimated to be in the city, and up to 1,000 living beneath a sprawling Soviet-era steel plant. Meanwhile, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said in an interview that Russian and Ukrainian negotiators have been talking almost every day, but he says to a Chinese state news agency that progress has not been easy. Federal prosecutors secured a second guilty plea with a member of the Oath Keepers for his role in the January 6th insurrection. Brian Ulrich admitted Friday he was part of the group that was seen ascending the east steps of the Capitol in stack formation. The 44-year-old from Georgia faces up to 20 years in prison and fines up to $250,000. This is USA Radio News. It's a sad, sobering reality, according to the new president of the United Methodist Church. Bishop Thomas Bickerton was speaking on the inevitable breakup of his denomination. On Sunday, a breakaway group led by theologically conservative Methodists called the Global Methodist Church will launch. Its leaders have been exasperated by liberal churches that continue to defy bans on same-sex marriage and the ordination of openly gay clergy in the United Methodist Church. Bickerton says he regrets any departure from the denomination and values the diversity of thought. He's praying the infighting will stop. Officials in Alabama are looking for a prison official who disappeared with an inmate she was escorting to court. In a Facebook post, the Lauderdale County Sheriff's Office says Vicki White, assistant corrections director, was last seen with the inmate, Casey White, who is facing capital murder charges as they were leaving the detention center. The vehicle they were in was discovered in the parking lot at a nearby shopping center. Despite sharing the same last name, the pair are not related. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Jimmy says, there is no way I trust the government. I will never trust the government again. It's just lies, lies, lies. Look at what happened today in the news. And he sent me an article saying 60% of the U.S. population has been infected with coronavirus. And there was, I guess, an op-ed saying, you know, we might be reaching a herd immunity. And I think what he's implying is, remember a couple years ago, this really is, it's, you can't make this stuff up. Remember a couple years ago, people were saying, look, for those of us that survive COVID, if about 70% of us get COVID, a vaccine or not, we'll reach herd immunity. And everybody in the news, everybody, all public officials like, no, it has to be the vaccine. It has to be the vaccine. It cannot be natural. It has to be the vaccine. And I, even, sadly, had to report to you those public officials' statements saying, look, natural immunity wanes. Vaccine immunity lasts longer. So the herd immunity will only be accomplished by vaccines. And I'm like, all I can do is give you guys the news that I get, and then I could give you my opinion. And my opinion, for the most part, has been, I really like what our bodies do, and our bodies really figure things out that we can't figure out in a lab. But I also don't want anybody getting this virus on purpose. Try not to get this virus if you don't have to. I've noticed some major changes in my body since I had Omicron. I can't sing like I used to, meaning I sing better. Yeah. Brain is a little foggy at times. I don't like it. You know, so, but now we're being told that 75% of U.S. children and adolescents showed serologic evidence of previous COVID-19 infection, and that approximately one-third became newly positive since December 2021. So what Jimmy is saying is, if natural immunity is waning, how do they know that these people were exposed? That means there is some evidence of immunity. So, you know, what they did, and I looked it up, is researchers tested blood samples of tens of thousands of Americans every 4 weeks. This is being reported by Fox News. From September 2021 and February 2022, the scientists analyzed the samples for detectable levels of the anti-nucleocapsid antibodies, which are produced in response to COVID-19 infection naturally, not from vaccines. Why? Because the vaccines produce spike proteins that we produce antibodies for, but not the nucleocapsid or the body of it. They did not distinguish what antibody levels might be considered protective, and noted that scientists were still trying to gain an understanding of the role, but they found 34% of people showed evidence of prior infection in December, and by February, that rate increased to 58%. During the period from December through February, if you remember, we had Omicron, and they said there was a sharp increase in the number of those with antibodies in children and adolescents. Percentages jumped from nearly 45% in December to almost 75% in February, especially in those 17 and under. So the co-leader of the CDC team, Dr. Christy Clark, said, "I did expect it to increase. I did not expect it to increase quite this much." CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said, "We are not anticipating more severe disease from some of these subvariants, but we are actively studying them." So a couple things I want to say. So first of all, what Jimmy was discussing in terms of us having natural immunity that still lasts, keep in mind, this is still only a few months. Do I think we can have some natural immunity that lasts long term? Absolutely. But I don't know if it's going to be more like with the flu shot, or where we get the flu 1 year and we can still get the flu the next year because our antibodies just don't protect us against the next strain. So, you know, this isn't saying these were people that, you know, necessarily had antibodies from 2 years ago. But because the reason why is, how can you tell? Well, if there was a jump from in the percentage, who they studied was some people were negative in December but then were positive in February, that means something boosted them in those 2 months. And if it wasn't a vaccine, that means it got exposed. But another question that keeps coming up is, how the hell did so many people get Omicron? With everything that went on with the pandemic and the vaccines, I got Omicron, so many people got Omicron, despite vaccination, despite boosters, despite having lived through the 2020 version of the pandemic. And again, the answer to that is, I don't know how many generations from the wild type virus, but it is a much new, probably, much variant displaying virus. So it outsmarted a lot of what we were doing. It outsmarted the masks, it outsmarted the vaccines, and it also liked the cold. You know, it came during the winter. Delta hit us hard in the summer. Omicron came in the winter. Maybe it hitched a ride on one of these other colds or flus or whatever else was floating around. But I do find it very fascinating when a virus can, you know, nail us during the summer. You really don't see a lot of summer colds, pneumonias, flu. Now, swine flu hit us in the warmer months. But, you know, Omicron, everybody's like, wow, Omicron was so wily, and now its variant is so stealth. I'm more, I guess, impressed with Delta, because Delta hit us in the summer. This was, I mean, we got sick during the winter. I got sick after New Year's. I used to always get sick after New Year's. So, I mean, you know, there is a chance that these viruses might be weakening, might be maybe hitching rides with other infections, maybe starting to resemble more what we see with cold and flu. I hope so. But going back to the trust, you know, of you know, the CDC, public health officials, the FDA, of everything going on, you know, I want the CDC to get our trust back. Fauci, I think Fauci is now saying that what he said about the, you know, about the being out of pandemic phase is misconstrued. Remember I told you guys ago, there still is a pandemic. But he might be saying that because, you know, the U.S. might be starting to, you know, backpedal on some of their draconian measures. So maybe he's trying to say, well, we're not in pandemic phase, so we don't have to necessarily mandate masks and Title 42 and all that other stuff. But my recommendation to you is, and this is where it gets dangerous, the CDC still has some very, very good information, and I, as a doctor, still use the CDC. We cannot completely disregard anything anybody says just because of how COVID went and some of the political swings of and interjections in some of the advice. The CDC, to me, is still trustworthy. And I know some of you guys are kind of shocked by that, but I have to trust somebody, and I got to get my information from somebody. Now, I might not necessarily, look at it like the Bible, but the CDC lets us know. They're the ones doing the research. If there was another agency doing the research and getting all the data, we'd use them. But the CDC is the only ones out there. And, you know, I mean, at least they're telling us, you know, the side effects of the vaccines, how many people have died of the vaccines, the number of people that have gotten the vaccines that didn't have side effects. I mean, you know, we got to get the data from somewhere. But what you have to do with anything in science, is you always have to have that open mind that the science can change. And that what you're being told might not be absolute. And say, this is the current guidance and what we know now. But you got to be open to, well, what if, you know, there's other things going on. 1-877-DR-ELLEN.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the big craze is intermittent fasting. And I have had tons of friends who do it. And they are skinny, usually the guys. My guy friends are super skinny. And we ask, gosh, what are you doing? You lost so much weight. They go, I'm intermittent fasting. You know, there's multiple different ways to do it, but what a lot of people commonly do is they only eat 8 hours of the day, and then they don't eat the remaining 16, which isn't that hard to do because, you know, I eat early dinner. So if I eat at about 4 or 5, and then I do what I do at night, see patients, work, whatever, prep my show. Yeah, I actually do prep the show. I know it's hard to... Yeah, quiet. Then I go to sleep. I get up. If I waited till 9 a.m. to eat, technically I'm doing it. That would be an intermittent. That would be that 16-8 where you're fasting, not eating for 16 hours, but drinking water, and only eating within an 8-hour time period, either 9 to 5 or 8 to 4. And so, I mean, I already do that, and I haven't really noticed much weight loss. But I just figured maybe it's for people that eat throughout the day. You know, maybe some people are benefiting. Maybe it works better for guys. Well, apparently a study out of China said it isn't leading to a greater reduction of body weight. They say if you time restrict your eating between 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., there was no noticeable reduction in body weight, fat, metabolic risk factors compared to just restricting your daily calories. The study was published in the New England Journal of Medicine. Researchers at Southern Medical University in Guangzhou, China, assigned 139 obese patients to two groups. One group who participated in a time-restricted eating regimen where they only ate between 8 and 4, along with restricting their daily caloric intake. Another group who just engaged in daily caloric restriction without just eating between 8 and 4. The male participants were instructed to restrict their daily caloric intake to only 1,500 to 1,800 calories. Women followed a caloric restriction of 1,200 to 1,500 calories every day. They're starving women. That's sexist. Women are a little different in terms of their calorie consumption, okay? And everybody calm down. Don't be calling the ACLU. The primary outcome of the study was the difference in body weight between the two groups from baseline, and secondary outcomes were changes in waist circumference, body mass index, amount of body fat, and measures of metabolic risk factors. The patients were encouraged to weigh foods to ensure accurate reporting on calories. They had to keep a food diary, photograph the food that they ate during the first 6 months of the study, record the food pictures and meals 3 times a week during the last 6 months. 118 of the 139 participants completed the study, according to Fox News, with researchers noting changes in weight were not significantly different in the two groups at the one-year mark. In addition, time-restricted eating and daily calorie restriction produced similar effects with respect to reductions in body fat, visceral fat, blood pressure, glucose levels, lipid levels over the one-year period. So why do people think it works? The reason why they think it works is because your body supposedly goes into a starvation mode where if it's not getting sugar, it'll then have to get fuel from fat. So this idea of, you know, I'm just going to skip meals or I'm going to not eat for certain periods of the day, I did that in my 20s, and it worked. If I wanted to lose weight, I just skipped dinner that night. It worked. But what happened when I ate dinner the next night? The weight went right back. Sometimes you have to be extremely careful about not eating, because your body might slow its metabolism, go into kind of hibernation mode. You really need to, though, minimize the calories. So this is how I look at it, okay? Because I have seen people say it works. What I suggest is you have to eat less than you are if you're overweight. And everything else is ruled out. Your thyroid's been ruled out. You're exercising. Everything else has been ruled out as a possible reason. But if you really eat a burger and fries, if you don't eat a whole burger and fries, and you only eat a half a burger and less fries, yeah, chances are you might lose a little weight. If you avoid that burger completely and eat a salad, you'll probably lose even better weight. So eating less works. The problem I see, and I mean, you know, I'm not judging, but, and I've done the same thing, is I will minimize what I eat. And then I'm like, you know what? I had such a small lunch, or I skipped lunch, that it's okay to have that piece of chocolate. And so sometimes what happens is you overcompensate. Some people with intermittent fasting, they go, I eat whatever I want those whole 8 hours. And I'm like, so you're actually eating more than you did when you did an intermittent fast. They go, yep, and I'm losing weight. I don't know if that's a good idea. Now, the authors cautioned their study cannot be generalized to diabetic patients, to those with heart disease, different periods of time-restricted eating. You've got to be really careful, though, with diabetics because you know, their body, you know, has a clock, especially with insulin. And, you know, you withhold food from a diabetic, they start getting hypoglycemic. You know, I'm middle-aged. You guys know that. And I have been around for a while, and I have seen the grapefruit diet, I've seen the Weight Watchers diet, I've seen the Atkins diet, I've seen the South Beach diet, I've seen the starvation diet, I've seen all these different diets. The one, shall we say, common thread in the ones that have lost weight are A, they drink plenty of water. They don't dehydrate. The dehydration stresses the body. They drink plenty of water, and they drink water before they eat. Helps fill them up. Two is less food consumption. Eating less. Smaller portions. Three is eating less sugar, carbs, fatty foods, and introducing more vegetables, fruits, fiber. You know, these you know, more complex carbs into the diet. Four is exercising. They have exercise and a daily exercise routine. Five is minimizing alcohol. I know. Listen, I just, okay. Gotta minimize the alcohol. Dead calories, sugar, okay? I know a lot of people will swap their meal out for drinking. Not the healthiest thing. And I remember in school, I'm like, look, I got to save money. We're going out tonight. So I only have X amount of money. I got to use that for the beer. Can't eat. Yeah, I was skinny. But not, that doesn't work when you're middle-aged. So, and then is eating multiple small meals throughout the day rather than starving yourself and only having one meal or two meals. I think that puts you at risk for diabetes. So, you know, for years, Weight Watchers and a bunch of these diets have said, look, you know, I'd rather you eat a little bit multiple times a day than just starve yourself all day. And maybe this one study is just one study. Maybe, you know, there's going to be more studies that show that intermittent fasting works. I really think it's different structure, different folks. For some people, that works for them. But on the whole, I'm noticing that if you are hungry and you nibble on some nuts, and then a couple hours later you have a banana, and then a couple hours later you have a salad, a few hours later you have a half a sandwich, I think your body just metabolizes that better. 1-877-DOCTOR.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.